setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. It's all about you. That's right. The world doesn't need another political talk show, so we're not going to talk about it because Washington, D.C. has very little to do with our future. We're talking about a future that we were created to live because every man and woman on the planet was created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, so there's your value. But here's where the hard part comes in. It's a duty for you to be you because somebody out there needs you to be you. And so we're going to help you with that. We're going to give you the clarity you need so you can confidently step forward. How do we do that? We're going to look at what you do best. That's talent, strength, skills. We're going to look at what you love to do most. Work that when you look forward to it, you get excited. When you engage in it, you got the juice, your heart comes alive. And then when you're done with it, it means a tremendous amount to you. And that's where significance comes. We're chasing significance, not dollar signs. The dollar signs come with the significance. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577. We start in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Lee is on the line. Lee, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, it's a pleasure to be on your show, buddy. I really enjoy it.
Well, I really appreciate that. How can I help you out today?
Well, here's the deal, my man. A couple of weeks ago, I was kind of wanting to reach out to you, and it takes a while. You're a busy guy and everything, but I had my own business for about 20 years, Ken, and I got out of it there about 4 months ago. I went to work for a firm, and as of a couple of days ago, that did not work out. So we'll take the high road and say that was a mutual thing. But what I do is I'm a recruiter, okay, and I place people in primarily manufacturing jobs. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm just trying to kind of figure out, you know, I'm definitely going to go back to that and do my own thing because that other deal was a mistake for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm just trying to figure out what direction I need to go in to make sure I don't find myself looking around going back to work for a firm again because, again, that did not work out well.
Right. Well, so let me understand this. You ran your own recruiting firm? Before
yes,
moving on? Okay. Why'd you shut that down to take the recruiting job with another firm?
Well, when I reached out originally, I was asking if I felt like we could do kind of both, when I could still keep my book of business and do my thing, but also help them out. And so they were agreeable to that. But then once I got there, things started to quickly change. With regard to how we were doing things and when I could work from home and when I couldn't. And so, you know, they say when you go to take a look, it ain't like the book. And it definitely wasn't like the book on that deal. So now the good thing about it, Ken, in all fairness, was there was a salary involved and in benefits and stuff like that, and which I hadn't had in 20 years. So.
Right. But I'm wondering, though, is why you did that. It sounds to me like it was you got to keep your current business, but then you were going to get the salary, the benefits, and make some more money. So it sounds like it just was a money play. It made sense because you were keeping your existing business. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's pretty well right, yes, sir. And
okay, now that you're gone from the firm, you didn't shut your previous business down. You kept that going the whole time.
That's exactly right.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, okay, so your question is, I heard what you said. I think there's something more behind it, but if I'm understanding this correctly, how do I make sure that I don't get to a point where I'm tempted to go work for somebody else again? And I think that's about looking at your why, you know, and making sure that, you know, why did I go there and why would I never want to go there again? And I think if you make that really clear, and then that becomes your decision, your long-term decision. I'm never going to go work for somebody else again. And so in order for that to be true, what are the decisions that I'm going to have to make so that I'm never tempted to do that again? That's ultimately what you have to do.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. And I got to find myself in a position where it's not such a roller coaster.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
So here's my question. What makes the recruiting business a roller coaster?
You know, there's a lot of things, Ken. That's definitely a fair question.
Here's the deal. You don't have to answer it to me on the radio. Okay.
Okay.
But that's the question you have to answer. And I think you already know the answer, but it's like what you need to do is write those answers down on paper so that you're identifying these are the issues that affect the stability of my business.
Right.
Right. And so now we look at those and we may not be able to fix all of them at once, but we can begin to say, all right, what is the most urgent? Let's just say, for example purposes, Lee, that there are three clear factors that make that have made your recruiting business a roller coaster. Okay, so now we've got 1, 2, 3, and one is clearly the biggest issue, and thus that makes that potentially the most urgent, right? Right. Well, I don't care how you come about it, but we got 1, 2, 3, and you look at your business and your ability to change those factors. Or not change them, but plan for them. That might be the better way to say it. But I think the best way for you to do this is not get overwhelmed to say, all right, I'm going to tackle number one. And here are the things I need to do to mitigate this external factor that affects the stability of my revenues. And I'm going to go after that first. And once we swallow that frog, then we get two more frogs to swallow. But it's all about focus and not getting overwhelmed. And here's what we know. We never want to go work for anybody else again is basically what you're telling me. So in order for that to be true, you might have to change the way you've been handling your finances, which is make some sacrifices on the personal side so that you can take more of your company money each month and put it aside. We do that at Ramsey Solutions. We have a percentage of our revenues that no matter what the revenues are, the percentage comes out every month that it goes to retained earnings. That's basically a fancy way of saying savings account for your business. And I think if you start to make some personal sacrifices in order to save more of the revenue that you're bringing in, then what that will also do, just that one strategy alone, will allow you to ride through maybe the seasonal ups and downs. Make sense?
Absolutely.
So that's step one. Absolutely. Now, you could do that. And then I would go to my other advice, which is, what are the other external factors that I have little to no control over? And then how would I mitigate those? But that's all you got to do. And if you sacrifice and plan and then make more changes and constantly look at your business, Lee, and you say, and by the way, this is for a lot of business people, small business people, how are external factors and unseen factors, how could they disrupt your business? And this needs to be something you're doing on an annual basis where you're asking this question so that you're never truly going to get blindsided. And that's huge. That's huge to staying in your lane. More of your calls coming right up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. If you're stuck, it's time to get unstuck. Please don't be like 70% of Americans who are drudging their way in on Monday morning just trying to survive until Friday afternoon. Life is just too short. Way too short to live for the weekend, especially when you have work out there somewhere that not only you're good at, but that you love and produces a result that means something great to you. That is there for everybody. This isn't the American dream. This is the human role. That's what we're talking about. And so I want to help you figure that out. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Come on and join us. It's all about men and women living on purpose. Let's go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Valerie, who's on the line in Glendale, Arizona. Valerie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I need you to help me find my passion. I really, really have no idea what I want to do or what I'm even good at. I just know I have a job currently where I love the people I work with, but I'm sitting in a cubicle all day, and I have to take medication to make it through the day.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
What kind of medication are you on to try to make it through the workday?
Antidepressants.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. My goal is to get you off of those fast, because that is just miserable. And there's just no reason for that. So let's go with what you do best first. And the way you're starting this thing out, I know you're on antidepressants, which means you're dealing with a lot of stuff that's very, very real. And I want you to suspend your disbelief in yourself for the next few minutes. Are you willing to do that? And trust me that you do have talents and you do have passions. Will you do that?
I can try, yes.
Nah, not try. I want you to do it. Let me borrow my belief, because I'm so excited about your future, Valerie. Okay? All right. Now, let's go deep. I want you to think about your entire life right now. Let it all kind of rewind in your brain. And I want you to tell me the things that people have always complimented you on, things that even in middle school or high school, these things came easy for you. You'd see other people struggling with them, and you didn't struggle. This could be a subject matter. This could be a task or a function, even in your work, even now, or your past work experience, where you know that you're pretty good at this. And by the way, this could also be soft skills, what people call soft skills, where maybe you have empathy or compassion or whatever. But I want to know talent, things you do well, whether it be, again, a specific skill or a character strength. Tell me.
Well, you mentioned empathy. I do have a lot of empathy for people. I have worked in behavioral health in the past and come across some very interesting people and people that I connected with. I love people. I don't meet strangers. I can go anywhere and talk to people. I love animals. But I don't know how that is.
Well, no, hold on. You're getting ahead of me. I don't want you to tell me what you love yet. I want you to tell me what you're good at. I just want to see. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to break you down and show you who you really are. Okay, and I want to know what you do best. So you have empathy. That's a strength. You have a natural ability to see things through other people's eyes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, great. Keep going. What other things do you do well?
Connecting with people, talking to people.
I thought so. When you said you love people, I wrote connector. I love that you said connecting with people. That's a really good skill. Keep going. What else? Top of the list. Two more things that you know, of all the things you do well, Valerie, you do these a little bit better than everything else.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay. How are you good at helping people?
My parents are elderly, and I help them a lot. Just people, if somebody needs something, I'm usually the one they call.
Why? Why do they call you?
Because I'm more than willing to just help anybody. I'm the kind of person that will stop on the side of the road to help people help an animal.
Okay. All right, now listen. So now we've got empathy, which is understanding people and putting yourself in their shoes, but then the partner to empathy is compassion, and the compassion is another strength. And that's you stopping on the side of the road to help anybody, anytime, no questions asked. So compassion is big. So if we look at empathy, connecting, and compassion, that's enough for us to get started. Okay? Now, because I think there's one other big skill you have that you've left off the list. But we'll get back to that in a second, because I think I can pull it out of you. All right, let's go over to passion. This is stuff you love to do. And I wrote down that you love connecting with people. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Now let's look across. Wait a second. Let's go right back to the talent list, which you said you're good at connecting with people. So now you're seeing one example of how the sweet spot works. So you don't have to answer this right now. In fact, I don't want you to. But begin thinking this. how could I use my strength of connecting with people to actually do work that allows me to connect with people? Oh, Valerie, now we got something, don't we? Huh?
I don't know.
All right, good. Keep track with me. Now, tell me if I could just snap my fingers right now and tomorrow give you a job that maybe you've always wondered about, but there would be no limitations to getting it. I guarantee you get it, and I guarantee you're going to be successful at it. There's no chance of failing. The money's there, the benefits, all the stuff. What would you want to try tomorrow? I just want to let your heart say something. Go.
Counseling.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Who would you most want to counsel? If you could line up your day and week with these type of folks who are dealing with a problem or a couple of key problems, the ones that would matter most to you, the problems you'd want to get your fingers dirty with, what would those be? Who are the people? What are the problems? Who are the people? What are the problems?
The people, probably teenagers and depression, people that suffer from depression, people that are struggling.
Right. Why would you want to do that?
Because I've been there and I know what it's like.
Yeah, you do. You're in the middle of it right now.
I am.
Yeah. I don't want you to bare your soul to the world on this, but I just want you to answer this question. Is there more to the depression than just the soul-sucking job in the cube? Or do you think that that's the main thing?
That's a big part of it, but no, there's definitely some more there.
All right. Are you getting healthy? Are you, besides the medication, are you seeing a counselor?
I am.
Good. Is it working?
Sometimes I think it is, and then sometimes I don't feel like it's, I don't know.
Why is it not working in your mind? Is it something that you're not doing, not believing? What is it?
No, I don't think I have a real connection with this person.
Aha. Aha. Now, that is a real indicator. Number one, you need to try another counselor. Because if you don't have a connection with a person, that's a big deal. And then the other thing that I'm excited that this comes up for is that is a part of your future. You need to be the counselor that your counselor's not being for you. It's kind of like all of us who are parents. We get to kind of take our experience with our parents and we go, we want to do it different, right? We want to do it better. So I got to tell you, Valerie, you start off the phone call going, Ken, I need your help. I don't know what I want to do. And yeah, you do. Now, the question becomes, are you willing to do what it takes? Meaning there's going to have to be, you're going to have to go get the schooling, the licensing, right? And you're going to have to do some things that will get you in that field and get you hired. So your three questions, your homework, Valerie, are as follows. What are the qualifications that I need? You know that there's a degree there if you don't already have it. There's probably also some licensing, and there's going to be a certain amount of hours of actual counseling that you're going to have to do. So you need to get a very clear picture on all the things that must happen for you to step into counseling. Second thing is, how much is that going to cost me as it relates to my time and my money? And then, based on how much time I can give, how much money I have, because we don't want you going into debt, how long will that take? Can I do it in 3 years, or is it going to be closer to 5? Once you do this, Valerie, you have a very clear plan, and you know how to get there, and a good idea how long it's going to take, and then you can sign up for that mission. And every time you feel that pain of depression, which is very real, you think about how you need to overcome it and then help others overcome it. Go, Valerie, go. A lot of people need you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and on that path towards the dream job. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. You can also email or post a question on social media. Ask@kencoleman.com is the email address. And on social, facebook.com/KenColeman Show, @KenColeman on Instagram and Twitter. Let's go to a question from Brooke on Facebook. She writes in, is it frowned upon if your resume is longer than one page? It depends on who you're asking. I would certainly frown upon it. I think that you have very limited attention span. Well, I don't think it. I know it. The research out there makes me be very confident because I'm right. So I don't think it. I know it. The average amount of time that a hiring manager spends looking at a resume is between 6 and 60 seconds. And I think that if you were to cull together all of the hiring managers and say, which one of you spend closer to 60 seconds versus 6, I think the majority are about 6 seconds. So for that reason alone, 2 pages is too much. You need to get their attention. They need to stand out. And I don't think that you're that valuable that you need to give us 2 pages. I think 1 page is enough. I think you have enough value that is relevant to just put on 1 page. You don't have to explain to them that you're the greatest person in the world and show every impressive thing you've ever done. It's just not necessary. So 1 page is all it is. And by the way, we have the Ken Coleman Get Hired Guides at kencoleman.com. One of the 3 Get Hired Guides is our resume guide. Teaches you how to flip the resume, do it the way that's going to get their attention. Then we've got the How to Win the Interview Guide, and then finally the Touchpoint Timeline, how to follow up after the interview. So all 3 of those are free at kencoleman.com. Go get them. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. We go to Brian, who's on the line in Coopersville, Michigan. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I am living the dream, Brian. How can I help?
So, quick backstory. I am 20, and in a couple of years, I'm hoping to move to Texas, get my proper education, and become an English teacher down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, how does the proximity principle work when you're in a new environment, you have no one you know, and like, what is the process to build relationships in a new area?
Well, the process is no different. If I understood your timeline, in 2 years, you're going to move to Texas, at which point you begin the proper education. And once you begin the proper education, and quite frankly, the moment you set foot in Texas, you begin using the proximity principle, getting around teachers in elementary, high school, middle school, whatever you're going to be open to in the area that you live in. And so even trying to meet principals and people on the school board and all those kind of things. There is in any local community in America, Brian, there is a very active group of people around education. And so again, public school board meetings, and I'm just being extreme here, but you want to start meeting people, you start showing up where educators are, symposiums, local conferences, things like that. Volunteer for these things. Start getting on these school websites and school board directories and educational district directories and find who the decision makers are. And make a list of all the schools. You know, treat this like almost like a political campaign. How many schools are in my county that I live in? All right, great. I'm going to make a list. You know, who are the decision makers there? Who are some people that look maybe like they're my age or right out of college? How can I connect with them? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on Facebook? And again, you just begin to meet people everywhere. And you tell everybody that's there that you meet, hey, I'm going to be a teacher, I'm going to be certified, have my degree and then certification in about 2.5 years. And so I'm looking to make as many connections as possible. And that's how you do it. So nothing in that description, Brian, is hard to understand, is it?
No, sir, not at all. I'm just new to this stuff, so I'm just trying to figure it out.
No, I appreciate the question. My point is not insulting you. My point is to say, you see how simple that actually is? You just got to go do it. So the proximity principle is crazy simple in that it says in order to do what Brian wants to do, which is be an English teacher, he's got to be around people that are teaching and in places where teaching has happened. Guess what you can do while you're getting that degree? You can audit classes. I wonder if they would even allow you to be a substitute teacher. They may not, because you don't have your degree. Certainly worth looking into. You know what I mean? And yeah. What about summer camps? What about working at these schools? You know, for summer camps or programs like that. There's just, you just need to get anywhere and everywhere where anybody that's associated with a school is, because they know people. And if they like you and they see that you're humble and you're hungry, then they're going to recommend you to other people. And so that's how you do it. And so it's just very intentional. And so the truth is, folks, of the proximity principle, here's why it's so powerful and why the book's a bestseller and why it helps so many people. We give you the five people, the five places, and then the practices. The back section of the book is, what do you do when you're around the right people and in the right places? But I'm going to tell you who the right people are, where those places are that you need to be. And what you will see is that it is a very clear path, but I've got to step on the path. I've got to do it. Brian has got to do it. And here's the simplicity of it. The right people plus the right places equals opportunity. But the power in it is that the right people will always point me to other right people and introduce me to right people. They will point me to the right places. And then when I'm in the right place, I'm going to meet more of the right people. And then I discover more of the right places. And it becomes this secret to success. People don't go, how'd you do that? I was intentional to put myself around the right people in the right places. That's how it works. All right, let's go to Marion, who's on the line in Farmington, New Mexico. Marion, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Thanks for calling my or taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I was just calling. So I'm 43, and I want to find a career. And I don't even know where to start. Or, you know, I raised my kids. I've done all this, and I'm like, I need a path.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's look at your sweet spot, Marion, because you have a sweet spot. You have talents. You have strengths. You have skills. And then you also have passions, work that makes your heart sing, that makes it come alive. You look forward to it. When you're in the middle of it, you really enjoy it. And when you're done with it, it's really rewarding, because not just the work itself, but the results of the work. So let's look at talent first. What have you always been just really good at? This is, if we look at everything Marion does well, and I interviewed everybody that knows you, and I said, tell me what Marion does better than anything else, what would people tell me?
I'm very organized, planning.
Great. Organized. You're a planner. Tell me some more things.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You do more. You're telling me that those are the only two top level talents you have, is being organized and planning?
I don't know. I guess I don't think about it.
I know you don't think about it, but I'm telling you right now, you look at your past. Look at your past. Just run a quick rewind right now. What have people always complimented you on? Come on, Marion. It's not that difficult. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You've locked up on me. No, you're not allowed to think. You're only allowed to feel. So let's go over to passion. What do you love to do? I mean, things that just, you've always enjoyed doing these tasks, functions, or playing this role. What is it?
What do I love to do? I'd love taking care of people. I like taking care of my family.
Well, I get that. Okay, but taking care of people, who are some people you would love to take care of? If I was going to pay you tomorrow to take care of people, who would you take care of?
Other than my family, you're saying, right?
Yes.
Probably the older people.
Okay. All right, Marion, here's what we're going to do. You need some belief. You need a big dose of belief. So we're going to go to commercial break. I want you to hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to help Marion get out of this disbelief and into purpose. That's next. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Handing out belief, interest-free. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So many people out there just don't believe that they have a role to fill. They just don't believe it. I don't know what my talent is. Oh, come on. What do you do best? I don't know. What makes your heart come alive? I don't know. Now, if somebody's in that situation, they're dealing with a total lack of confidence. And I'm boiling it down to that one simple thing, because there's multiple reasons why someone can be in that state of mind. And Marion called in right before our break, and she just can barely identify anything that she'd like to do. I said, what would you love to do? What works? She said, well, taking care of people. I said, well, what people do you want to take care of? She said, besides my family? This is a lady who's 43 and wants to work. So we gave her some time to think, hopefully believe. We bring her back on. Marion, I want to get that confidence up, because you have been so valuable for so long in the home that I think what's going on, tell me if I'm right or wrong, and I don't mind if you tell me I'm wrong, but I think you've been a stay-at-home mom or in the home for so long that you think that the world, the workplace world, has passed you by, and thus you have nothing to offer. Is that what's going on?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
I mean, I work a part-time job, but it's nothing, you know, so yeah. I think.
But wait a second. What's the part-time job? What is it?
I work in accounting.
Yeah, and you just said it's nothing. You literally just said on national radio, I work a part-time job, but it's nothing. That's part of the problem going on right now. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. You know I'm not picking on you. I'm picking on your doubt.
I get it.
I don't like fear and doubt. I love Marion. I'm on Team Marion. Okay? Now, here's the deal. I'm staying with you because I want Americans to hear how big of a struggle it is. And then once we identify what the problem is, and it's doubt, then I think we can get somewhere. Now, here's all I got out of you, that you're really organized and you're really good at planning. That's all I know so far. I think there's a lot more attached to that, but we'll stay with that. Now, I said, what would you love to do? You said, well, I'd love to take care of people. I said, well, who would you like to take care of? And all you could say was, well, outside of my family? I said, yes. And you said, well, the elderly. So how would you take care of the elderly? What would that look like if I paid you tomorrow, Marion, the amount of money that you would like to make? And you said, Ken, I just want to try risk-free taking care of the elderly. What would that look like? Where do you think that would be? What would you be doing?
Just helping them with their daily stuff, maybe. On occasion, like that, I would like to do, like off to the side, you know, just to help them. When you said passion, I thought of them, you know.
Why? Let's go there. I want to go deeper. Why'd you think of the elderly?
I think a lot of grandparents, all of my grandparents, I took care of them before they passed, and so it was hard for them, and I felt bad for them, you know.
But again, think of your area, Farmington, New Mexico. What are the what are the organizations, the businesses that are taking care of the elderly? What are they? What types of businesses are they? Organizations?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, well, that's part of the next step for you. So first of all, we have assisted living facilities. Yes or no?
I believe so. One.
Okay, that's a good place to start. Let's just stick our toe in the water. And maybe see if they're hiring. See what positions they're hiring. Do you know somebody that works over there? And your answer might be, no, I don't. But I wonder if you know somebody who knows somebody that works there. Starting to make sense?
Right. Yes.
How many people do you think you know in Farmington, New Mexico? You personally, acquaintance level, which means you know them enough that they know your name, you know their name, they're going to smile at you and talk to you if you run into each other at the grocery store, plus your personal relationships that are close and your family. How many people do you know?
Oh, a lot. It's a small town. So.
Great. So my point is, it would not be hard for you to find out what types of positions might be available at this place, this senior facility. Okay. The other question is, what positions might be available at medical offices and or hospitals, where again, on some level, there might be an opportunity for you to serve the elderly, you know. But I look at, let's just go back for a second, because I'm rolling now. My head's thinking of a lot of things. You are very organized and you're really good at planning. My question is, you didn't mention anything about doing something with those talents, because the sweet spot lets you use what you do best, being organized and planning, and it allows you to use those talents to do something that you really love. I'm questioning whether or not you love planning. Do you enjoy the process of planning something?
Yes.
Tell me what
I like planning.
What do you get?
I like the end goal. Get the goal. Yeah.
What if I gave you a job tomorrow planning something? What would you plan? You go, okay, Ken, I like that. And I'd say, you get to pick whatever you want to plan, Marion. What would you plan?
Anything. I don't know. I like planning lots of things.
I know. Just give me an example. What of the things trip, you would... What? A trip? Okay, good. Something else.
An event. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if anybody in Farmington needs an event planner. I wonder if there's an event planning company in Farmington. I wonder, you know, if there's travel agent type work. I mean, you have got to let your brain, Marion, begin to dream a little bit after you discover all the different ways that you might be able to take your organizational strengths and your ability to plan something and do it well. A to Z, everything gets thought of, everything goes well because Marion's on top of it. I'm thinking weddings, birthday parties, anniversaries. I don't know. But Marion, you now have for the first time in a long time a realization of, well, do I want to care for the elderly? Do I want to just be compassionate and care for people and take care of others? Who do you want to take care of? How do you want to take care of them? Those are questions. Okay. Or would you rather be an organized planner person? Well, wait a second. What if you became an administrative assistant? What if you were a project manager for a company where you're involved in the details, A to Z? I'm just spitballing, but this is the discovery process. And we have a working sweet spot for you, Marion. Now you got to just look, get your head up, antenna up, and start looking for all the ways that you could use those talents of organization, planning, and I'm going to say compassion, the taking care of others. How could you do that? How could you use that? All right, let's go to Ashley, who's on the line in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ashley, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. How can I help?
Well, first, I want to give a shout out to my brother. He's the one that got me on the Ken Coleman train.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm currently an English high school teacher in my seventh year, and I originally went to school actually for communications journalism, and I went into my master's right after I graduated from college to do teaching. So I've taught for 7 years. About 2 years ago, I decided to do a career change and go back to what I originally went to school for, and I actually got a job as a communications specialist. Yeah. So I quit teaching to do the communications specialist job.
Right.
Did it for about 7 months. But there were some issues with management at the company.
Yeah.
Went to human resources. Long story short, I turned in my 2 weeks notice after going to human resources and not being able to have anything positive change. And now I'm back in teaching. So my question is, how can I market myself again to find a job back in communications? Because I'm feeling a little defeated.
Yeah.
And how do I, like, my resume, I feel like, is kind of all over the place right now.
Don't worry about that.
Teacher 6 years.
Yeah, I love this question. I love this question. I love this. Okay. We get this a lot. Here's the deal. I want you to take a deep breath. This is really simple. Stop worrying about all the different things on your resume and start focusing on the work that you want to get back into, which is communications. I love that you landed back in teaching just to get stable. But that's not a bad thing. And if that comes up, you just explain what happened. Really abusive type situation. Had to get out, went back to teaching to stabilize, and then I worked the proximity principle, and I got back into my field. So don't worry about all the things in your resume. Madison, let's give her two things. Number one, let's give her a copy of the proximity principle. That's how you're going to get back in. And then number two, make sure she gets the free download at kencoleman.com on my resume thing. She'll write her resume the right way. But just get right back into it, Ashley. Don't overthink it. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
The Ramsey Call of the Day is a quick daily dose of advice on life and money, featuring callers from the Dave Ramsey Show. hear from me, Dave Ramsey, as well as the other Ramsey personalities. We're here to give you hope and guidance in the areas of money, career, relationships, and more in under 10 minutes.
Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or download our Ramsey Network app.